We're going to bring on John Fogelman, the new head coach of the Catholic High Rockets, leaves the Malvern Leopards and takes over a 7A school in Catholic. And, Coach Fogelman, thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir.
Why leave Malvern to go to Catholic, I guess, is the first question I have for you.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'd say it's not easy. The people of Malvern, the coaches down there, all treated me and my family so good, it was hard to leave. I tell you, the next coach is going to be really lucky. There's some great people in that community. That being said, the honor of being able to be a part of something as prestigious as Catholic, you know, and the reputation it has for putting out, you know, quality young men is hard to turn down.
What do you see is the first step that you have to take at Little Rock Catholic to get them back to where they used to be?
Well, you know, I've been so focused on our situation and coaching down here. I really hadn't paid a whole lot of attention to what's going on there. I know, you know, they're in a great conference with some great coaches. The first thing we're going to have to do is step up and be competitive every Friday night. I know that the mentioned character there and the attitude, I think we'll be able to do that.
Coach, when did contact actually happen? When did you know, when did discussions start that you were going to possibly be the new head coach at Catholic?
It's been about a week process. Started last week. And it just, gradually went in. I still have some, I grew up in Little Rock, so that too played in the decision, chance to come home. I had some friends here who were some good contacts, and that kind of led to it.
And I believe, do y'all open in War Memorial this year? Is that
they play all their home games?
Oh, you play all your games there. Okay, that's pretty neat, right there. That'd be fun. Have you played, coached? A game at that stadium?
Yes, sir. I grew up. I graduated from Hall, so when we played Catholic, we were playing there, and in Bentonville, I was just assistant there in the state championship game in 2001. And 2 years ago, Malvern, we made it to the finals. So, we've been there.
And you talk about how tough of a decision it was to leave Malvern, a school with a lot of tradition. People remember Madre Hill, the outstanding running back there. But you're going to a school with a lot of tradition, maybe not of recent tradition, but they do have a deep history in high school football in the state of Arkansas.
Well, that's right. They had a really good run back in the mid-'80s, and then Coach Register went into conference championship. I believe that was like a 12-1 year that year. And there's been some good players come out of there as well. Most recently you think of Beckett. So, they've got some people too.
And I know you've got to get moved and everything, and that's a process that you have to go through. But have you had your first team meeting yet with the players?
No, that's going to take place next week.
And has spring practice already happened for high school football, or do y'all still get to do that? And what are your plans as far as in the summer? Do you work with the kids like on 7-on-7 passing camps? What is kind of your strategy that you use for your team in the summer?
Well, we'll have, as far as spring ball is concerned, that's a little different at every place. Most people like to wait till baseball's over with. So we're still looking at 2 or 3 weeks until spring ball will start at a lot of places. As far as summer, we'll be looking at going to some team camps and 7-on-7 in the area. I know Catholic will be putting on the Garrett Ekman Memorial Tournament in July, so we'll be busy.
Coach John Fogelman joins us, new head coach of the Catholic High Rockets. He leaves Malvern to become the head coach of the Catholic High Rockets in football. And Coach, facilities, I know that sometimes they play a factor in a coach's decision. The fact that you get to play all your home games at War Memorial, but also the fact that the new practice field has just been recently built there at Little Rock Catholic. How much did the facilities play into your decision to move?
Oh, that really didn't have that big a bearing. We had, Malvern made a commitment, had a beautiful field put in last year, and did some renovations to the stadiums. that I know Catholic is I got a commitment and a push going on, as you mentioned, the new practice field, that's pretty, and they got a track going in around it, and you know, just some improvements in the school, as well as looking at towards the field house.
An all boys school. It's going to be interesting, isn't it, to be walking the halls there?
Right, but you know, like I said, the reputation in that's a unique situation. You don't see a lot of it anymore, but just that you know what it stands for, the bond and the brotherhood, and molding young guys to become you know, great fathers and great family men is a big deal.
John, I just got an email from a former Rocket, Derek Schaefer. He says, very excited that Catholic High stepped up and hired a great coach like Johnny Fogelman, a dear friend of my older brother and a guy I've looked up to for many years as a former player at Catholic. I couldn't be happier for the Rockets.
Well, if he's listened to them, he obviously is. No, thank you.
And Coach, have you had a chance to look at this team, or you know, who do you have coming back, or anything
right.
like that?
No, I have not. You know, again, that was not really a factor in the move. You know, and I'm not going. Everybody's got a clean slate and judge on what's happened in the past, but you know, it'll be something. Get there as soon as I can and start evaluating.
And I got a question about your offensive philosophy. I really don't know what you've done in the past, but are you going to try to bring your philosophy in, or do you try to see the talent you have, judge that, and then mold your offensive scheme to the talent you have?
I'll try to see what's there and mold it there. You know, in high school, we don't have the luxury of getting what you need every year. You know, in the past at Malvern, we've been a little more you know, more run with the quarterback. We had an outstanding quarterback last couple of years and did a lot of stuff with him. You know, so it's just going to be what suits us best. I'd like to have an offense that is capable to adjusting to what you have.
Well, John Fogelman, good luck at Little Rock Catholic. Congratulations on being named their next head coach.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.